We have come today to the last Sunday of the liturgical year, the end of this liturgical year, during which hopefully all of you, if not all of you, most of you, will have received many graces. And so today we celebrate this wonderful last Sunday of the year as we prepare to recapitulate in the next few days through our prayers and meditations that which we have done, that which we have failed to do, because we have to render an account to our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns in glory, as these readings of today do not fail to mention in different ways. And next Sunday, we will begin a new liturgical year, and hopefully, we will begin with a renewed spirit of love, of worship, and adoration to Jesus Christ, our King, and to his most holy Mother, the Queen of the Universe, the Queen of this sanctuary, dedicated to her, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. There are many, many things that we could say, but our voice today is not yet restored. We have been praying, but it has not been God's will. So whatever he sends us, we give thanks. He knows what is best for us. And so we will not say everything that we could say. Please make sure that you read the propers of this Mass, the readings of this Mass, which we have with great difficulty chanted just now. Our Lord will return at the end of time, and there will be portentous signs. And of course, since he said this, Catholics have been looking for the signs. And when something happens, they think it is, but it's not. They all have to come together. You will not fail to know. But a lot of people think, oh, this is it. And of course, there have been many apparitions of our Blessed Mother particularly, but not just. And they are apparitions that are willed by God Almighty and sent to us to help us to achieve not only the end of time in the sense of the world, which of course these readings refer to, but the end of our own time in this life, in this world. Because most of us most likely will be gone when these readings are fulfilled perfectly. Most likely we will not be here at the end of time. Of course, many, many people think, oh, this is it, this is it. They don't know what they're talking about. All of these things must happen at the same time. And they have not. Some of them have. Some horrible things have happened. But yet we are still here. And so we give thanks to God that he has not put an end to us, because we are not yet worthy or ready for the last judgment. But we are very much interested to be ready for the last judgment and for your last judgment. We preach and we pray and we suffer and we pray for you in particular, just like St. Paul says to the Colossians, we cease not to pray for you and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God in all things, being pleasing to him. And so we pray for that every day, many times a day, and many times at night, especially with the crucifix at hand, with the Most Holy Rosary, with the chaplet of divine mercy. And I realize some so-called traditionalists do not accept the chaplet of divine mercy, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And we need to be careful about people that think they are judge and God when they're nothing. And so we pray all those things for you and for all our spiritual children, especially all the vocations of this parish, in the seminary and not yet in the seminary, who are preparing themselves, some of them here, who have not yet fully answered the call of Christ. We do not have forever. Now, some of us have already answered and have been living the life according to His will. But the rest of us have to realize that the time will come when He will call us. He will call us and say, "This is it. Your time is done. You will die and render an account to me. Are you ready?" We pray you are. At that time, you will see some of these things that our Lord has spoken of, but the rest of us who remain will not see them all. And we pray and hope that we will be, at the very least, in the purifying fires of purgatory, about which we think particularly during this month of November, as we pray for the holy souls, as we go to the cemeteries and pray for the souls that are there. Who knows how long? It is very possible that there are souls in purgatory who were here at the time of Christ. And some of you think you're going to just be there for a week. I have something to tell you about that. No, no. However, when time is finished, purgatory will be finished. And then the pain that you will feel if you're there will be so tremendous that you cannot imagine. Because you will make up for all the debt of your sins that you have not made up for in this life or even in the fires of purgatory. In the meantime, we also prayed to Holy Mother, the Queen of Angels and Saints in heaven, who is there near to her divine Son, beseeching for us that we may be saved and that we may receive a favorable judgment, that she may be our advocate and our mediatrix at the moment of our death, that our Lord, the judge of all, will grant us a safe passage to heaven. So as we end this year, let us stop wasting time. So many waste so much time. Let us stop wasting time and let us devote ourselves totally and completely to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. It is He who will come to judge us. May Almighty God bless you and keep you from sin and help you to go to confession and keep you from doing anything that will keep you from Holy Communion, because you do not know how long you will have me or any other priest that can grant you absolution. The time is coming, so we must prepare. We must be ready. Exite oviam ei. Venturus est Dominus noster, Iudex Iesus Christus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.